This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Bring in Trista Quick. Let's get this view fixed. TK, what's happening?
Hey, what's good?
Where are we at home in Portland and not
we're
at the studio?
We're at home. No, I've got some stuff that I need to handle at home today. With okay. And then I came down with a little baby migraine, so I took a little chill pill, and okay. Now we're good.
Okay, I'm with you. I had a headache yesterday for like 9.5 hours. It was brutal. I took some medicine, and it laughed at me.
What'd you take?
Excedrin. It's the only thing that works for me, except weed.
Yeah.
Edibles help, but I couldn't do that at 12:15 yesterday.
Well, I mean, you could have.
I mean, I could have. It would have made for an interesting show, though.
It
definitely would have made for an interesting show.
They would have gone off the rails.
That's one way of putting it. That's one way. It could have gone a lot of different directions. Did you see that BJ Armstrong's our new assistant general manager?
No.
Yep.
No, I did not see that.
Scott Perry, who, and Jesse, you got this one. Him and Scott Perry and BJ Armstrong did a podcast together. Of course,
that's
BJ.
That's what I remember. That's the BJ Armstrong I was thinking of. Yeah.
Well, BJ was also an agent too for I think he did some work for Wasserman Media Group. So he's out there with connections. You're making faces. I don't think you're big on this. What's wrong? What's wrong with BJ?
Know that anything is
oh you
wrong.
Got the high voice. Yeah, you know it's all bad when the high voice hits.
I don't know that there's anything wrong with BJ Armstrong, but I just wouldn't have made that decision myself. I think he's been out of the game a while. He's been not in the game at all. So there's other people who I think are more impressive. There's other people who, if you scan the league and you have connections, and Scott Perry has connections, so I don't understand. Maybe Sacramento is just a really hard place to get people in. Maybe you're looking at the, I don't want to say bottom of the barrel. I don't want to say that, but
yes, you
maybe
do.
you're looking at like not the cream of the crop that are raring to go. You should have just hired, I don't know, like I feel like if this would have happened a year earlier, we would have just had Jordy Fernandez in as coach and he would have been there and maybe everything would have been different. I don't know. I'm not sure.
It'd be interesting. That's an interesting thought too, because Jordy was like Mike's guy. So like how would have all that have kind of transpired last year? And yeah, that would have been interesting for sure. We got Bobby back, though. Bobby Jackson is here. He's joining Doug Christie's staff, as is Mike Woodson, which I'm sure you saw earlier this week as Doug is trying to get a veteran around him.
I mean, okay. It's like a lot of retreads. Fine. Like and like a lot of guys with connections to Sacramento, which is fine. It's a very local – it's like a very small market set of actions. And I want more for Sacramento than small market actions.
You want big market actions?
Yeah, I mean, yes. I think I want teams to do their best. I want everyone to have the same mentality that Minnesota now has, Detroit now has, that OKC sort of created. Mm-hmm. I think that's the model, is you figure out how to find the smartest people and you put them together and you find a way to build a roster in a way that's sustainable with a marquee star, with cap space, with plenty of guys on the back end of the bench that can help if you lose guys to free agency or trades. It's a roster that makes sense. You figure out ways to go and pick up guys on the margins. Like, you know, I don't think Fred VanVleet is necessarily the margins because he's making like $45 million a year. Mm-hmm. But guys like Tim Hardaway in Phoenix or in Detroit for the Pistons, and, you know, Malik Beasley. And those are all guys that were not highly coveted. Find a way to build things sustainably.
Well, that's what Scott Perry was talking about last week. He was talking about we're trying to build a sustainable winner here, not something that's good for a one-off or whatever, but something that is sustainable for the long-term future with this organization.
That sounds like, and that's great. I love hearing that. That's step one. I think we all are on the same page with that. Then that we need to make some changes to the roster then, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of them. Like, probably almost anybody. I think probably Keegan's the only player that you, unless you can get something really good for him, probably keep him just because he's so young. And if you're going to rebuild.
Is that the sole reason?
Yeah. If you're going to rebuild, you want to have everybody kind of on the same timeline.
Yeah.
So
I guess so.
You're not going to build with veterans, right?
No, I got you.
You got to build with a bunch of young guns that are, it's hard to get like a guy his size that can shoot threes, who can play defense. That's one of those positions that's, there's probably not that many guys that are in this draft that are as good as Keegan Murray. And, you know, I'm not like so high on him. I just think that position is hard to fill. So if you're going to get a bunch of young guys, then he can be a piece of that puzzle. I don't think he's going to be super expensive. And then guys that are outside that timeline window and are expensive have to go. And then, you know, you build and then you add the veterans as like connective tissue. Mm-hmm. And then maybe you have a team that can go seven games with the Warriors.
There we go. Get back to where we were 2 years ago, losing to the Warriors in seven.
You go seven games.
What a great feeling that was. So good. Are you sitting on the edge of your bed? Because you just, like, you don't look even remotely comfortable.
I mean, I got my phone in my hand.
Yeah.
So that's all.
But you,
I just like this angle. I just like it better than having a laptop or whatever. It's just, okay. I think it just looks better.
Okay.
So, no, I'm super comfortable. I got my elbow on my knee, and I got the dog, the new puppy.
Can we get a shot of the new puppy? So, We've got, oh, there's the new puppy. Oh, yeah. That is so sweet.
Doesn't leave my side.
Trista the dog, Mom. I love that. What'd you say? It was like he's just barely 8 weeks old?
He's 3 months, 4 months.
Okay.
Completely. I saw him online, him and his little sister, or his, you know, older, whatever, the same litter, his bigger sister. And I went to go see the girl, because I wanted to get a dog that looks exactly like my dog, Emma. Mm-hmm. And I really was just wanting to clone Emma without the $50,000 or $75,000 that it takes to do that. So I go to meet her, and we go to the park, and they bring him, the girl, and the mom, the older Pom, and I bring Emma, and we sit down, and we're hanging out in the grass, and he just literally walks up to me and lays inside my sweater, puts both paws on my pants, and just chills. He's just like chose me. And the little girl's awesome. ripping and running around. She's got her tongue out. She's jumping. And I'm like, oh man, this girl's gonna be a wild, wild child. And he's just doing this that he's doing now, just nothing. Just watching, observing everything, and being like, y'all crazy. You know?
That's awesome.
It's crazy. So I went home and I sent my mom the photos of it, and she's like, "Which one is this?" Because I'm not like a big boy dog fan. Mm-hmm. I like girl dogs better. Mm-hmm. And my mom's like, "Which one's this?" And I was like, "It's the boy dog." And she's like, "He seems really chill." I was like, "He is."
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Is chill, and he had never left his mom's side. He's just been in a little playpen with his mom and his sister, and so he came. I adopted him on Saturday night. Took a little convincing because my mom was like, "Can't just bring a new dog in the house without me saying so," you know. So massage that for a minute, and then, which was totally fair. And he comes home with me, and he's just like, attached at the hip, slept on my chest all night, sleeps, you know, now on my side. I took him to work yesterday to the office. He laid in my lap the entire, like, 8 hours the entire day.
That's terrific. So,
yeah, it's the opposite of Emma, who's like a little wild.
Wild. What did the new puppy think about Aaron Gordon and the Nuggets win last night?
Oh, he was very excited. He was chewing on his little rope.
He was into it, yeah.
The balls. I was texting you. The balls of a 3-point shot.
Bruh.
Down one. And Russ, this Russ tour that we're experiencing.
Come on, TK. Give it to me, TK.
Is just.
Yes.
Chef's kiss. The fact that you had your head coach in a cold war with the GM over his decisions, his rotations, and mostly Russ. And he was like, "I don't want to play Russ. I want to play Julian Strother." And it's like, okay, fine, whatever. He gets fired, and then David Adelman, new interim head coach, comes in. And he's like, "I think we have to play Russ." And for Russ to continue to give us these moments, these really crucial parts of the game where he puts the team on his back and there's game-winning, game-saving plays. He, for whatever reason, doesn't box out, and then he ends up getting the rebound And instead of doing the Brody thing that we know he's like prone to do, which is just use his athleticism into traffic, mm-hmm. go up, and then have to shoot freaking free throws.
Mm-hmm.
No, kicks out to AG. AG has all the time in the world. Well, as much as 5 seconds is going to get you. Open look, splash. Which Brody was there to get the putback too. I know mm-hmm. he was thinking about that also. I just love to see it. There's been multiple occasions now where you're like, if the Nuggets didn't have Russ, they yep. would have already been eliminated.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm openly rooting for the Denver Nuggets now.
You kind of have to be.
Yeah, I'm a Russell Westbrook guy. I'm rooting for the Nuggets.
And for him to go through L.A., a team that discarded him for Chris Dunn, who was unplayable down the stretch. We'll just have to roll with it. Unplayable down the stretch. My ring light died.
I saw that.
We'll do this. See if that works.
See, this is why you got to watch on you. Oh, look at that. It's right back.
We charged. We put the charge on. Anyway, unplayable down the stretch, Chris Dunn, because he can't score a lick. He's a great defender, but cannot score.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the trade. It was potato chips and Chris Dunn for Russell Westbrook. Okay. So for him to take that team down and be a part of that is just poetic, and have that like dunk where he hung on the rim and all that. And then to face his first team in OKC, this is just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I love
only thing that would be better is if the Lakers hadn't been eliminated.
Oh, and he got to eliminate the Lakers.
And he got to eliminate the Lakers as well, like the last step of it.
In LA.
In LA.
Eliminate the Lakers in LA. Yeah, that would have been terrific. I love
Nipsey, like while Nipsey Hussle music is like on the
Now we're writing a movie at this point. Now we're writing a movie.
Ryan
now
Coogler's already starting.
He's probably already got this together. He's going to win awards for this one.
The movie's name is Brody.
There we go. I'm with it. Fruitvale Station, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Sinners, Brody.
Brody.
There it is.
Yeah.
Are you? So this has been. I have not been in, I guess, on the Thunder this year.
No.
I haven't necessarily been in on the Nuggets either, but Oklahoma City losing wasn't a shock to me.
No, I mean, you've got is a very young team, and this is a Nuggets team that won the whole thing and ran through the league mm-hmm. to do it. So they've got that inside of them. That's something you don't forget. That resiliency.
Championship equity.
That championship DNA equity that you build. And I haven't, and I've said this, listen, OKC could be the best team in the West.
Mm-hmm.
I think back to that Dallas Mavericks series where they lose in six and they had so many chances to beat Dallas. And they're leaving PJ Washington open and he's hitting shots and their half court offense can be a bit clunky. Their 3-point shooting sometimes in a half court setting isn't great. They're an awesome transition team. They're a team that thrives on their defense. But at the end of the day, what's this going to look like in the playoffs? And the playoffs are almost a different sport. And so when you've got a team that you need to go through, like the Nuggets, which have been pretty much counted out, they fire their head coach with 3 games left in the season. And the way that they beat LA was showing that resiliency. They're starting to find their momentum. Role players are starting to step up, like Christian Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Jamal Murray is giving us those bubble moments.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, see ya. Show me what you got, little mama. Then you get Chet Holmgren missing 2 crucial free throws. Listen, you were up 20. I turned the ish off and watched The Voice with Mama Crip.
Well,
until I'm like, oh, there's a development coming. I got to switch this back on.
Wait, did you turn the other game off? Because the Celtics were up 22.
I did. I did. I had it on the little phone until I tuned in right at like, oh, this is a game.
That's awesome.
So to see that, you're like, okay, you crumbled. You guys melted in the sun.
Mm.
And Chet Holmgren, you melted in the sun. So, and Mark Dagno, you melted in the sun.
Yeah.
You cannot be fouling up three when Jokic is not in the game and now they can sub him in.
That doesn't even make sense. Like, I get that feels like some analytics nerd told him, hey, try this. This is going to go great. And part of that is like, yo, your guys need to hit your free throws if you're going to do that. Like, you literally have to be perfect at the free throw line if you're going to implement that strategy. And God, it all went wrong.
Are we going to get a goal or a Denver Minnesota Western Conference Finals, a repeat of last year's match? Because that would be incredible.
Last year was Dallas and Minnesota, wasn't it?
No, but not for the Western Conference Finals. But they played each other in the semis.
I've actually
remember that
went
seven and Denver was up 20 in game 7. Yeah. Minnesota came back and they took down Denver.
I've kind of changed my opinion too on Minnesota. I didn't like the Timberwolves and I feel like they've been like fake all year, and for some reason I've just changed my mind. I was like, "No, I actually really buy Anthony Edwards." I think
they don't look fake at all right now.
Nah, they don't. They don't. But it's always, I feel like we're in this constant state of waiting for Minnesota to like turn into something. And last year was the big moment. And it was like, all right, do it again. Like, let me just see it one more time so I know I'm not getting fooled.
So I'm not getting Sacramento Kingsed.
That probably wasn't necessary, but I guess I get why you had to make the reference, but felt a little.
Well, because Minnesota was a team that had been down in the dumps for a long time too. They're a team that's like synonymous with losing. They're a team that has had heartbreak. They're a team that people didn't really think was a real squad. Kind of like what Memphis has been as well.
They had the longest playoff drought till Jimmy Butler came along and saved their sorry asses for one appearance in the playoffs, and then they missed it like two more years.
Exactly. So that's kind of what I was thinking. But what you see in all of these cases, Indiana, New York, Denver,
mm-hmm.
Minnesota, what do they all have in common? They had periods of time over the regular season where we thought that they were totally fake. Indiana had a really rough stretch where Tyrese Haliburton didn't look like himself.
Yeah, they had a rough
start. And it was like, is Indiana even going to make the playoffs?
Yeah.
A team that was a hot item last year, but we're not sure about their sustainability. New York, same thing. New York hadn't beaten any of the top seeds. I think they were like less than 50% against the top seeds. Jalen Brunson's injured at the end of the year. They're losing to the Wizards. They can't even beat the Charlotte Bobcats. And we're wondering, what is this team? You've got, obviously, Golden State, but I think it's different because they traded for Jimmy, so it's a totally different complexion of the team. Then you've got Minnesota. Julius Randle's not vibing. He's not fitting in. Was he just a salary filler? Mm-hmm. Was he just a way to get money off the books? There's no way he was there for any real reason. Dante DiVincenzo's injured. Does he even want to be there? Is he upset that he got moved from the Villanova boys? Mike Conley's old as hell. Are we going to see any Rob Dillingham? Like, Ant Edwards, is he actually the guy, or did he just have a moment, right? Denver, the GM is allowing this roster to implode, and
the coach hates him for it.
Coach hates him. There's an open revolt. Jokic and Jamal Murray, is he ever going to be healthy again? We were out on all these teams.
Yep.
What that tells you is that game 47 of the regular season means absolutely nothing at all. And on the flip side, we saw Cleveland. Oh my God, they're just like so ultimately powerful. They're unbeatable. Their roster up and down has just been so incredible with Kenny Atkinson coming in and transforming them. Boston, like, they're going to, of course, repeat, go back to back. And what they have in common, all of them, those two teams really, mostly, is now they have injuries. Now you got Jaylen Brown dinged. You got Drew Holiday dinged. You got Tatum doing, I call it the Boris Kodjo, because he's just looking pretty out there, taking step back threes, right? Like, just taking his girl to the prom for love and basketball, just not out here hooping. You've got Darius Garland with an injury. We got Evan Mobley with an injury. It's just now the Donovan Mitchell, Utah Jazz of the Midwest. Mm. So these two teams, maybe they'll bounce back, but they have cracks that make them beatable. Maybe they won't be beaten, but they are beatable.
Are you out on Cleveland? Do you buy? Let me rephrase that. Do you buy Cleveland?
Do I buy them? It's buy, sell, hold. I think I hold on Cleveland.
Okay.
I think it's like, I need to see it. We saw last year them in a rock fight with the Orlando Magic. We've seen them lose to the New York Knicks. Like, we've seen this Cleveland team and iterations of it feel like they were there, and then they were not there. Mm-hmm. So now that there's guys that are legitimately not going to play, like Darius Garland probably won't play for game two, Evan Mobley probably won't play for game two. They've got another dislocated thumb as well. So if it's just Ty Jerome and Donovan Mitchell and Jared Allen, then no, I don't buy that.
Ty Jerome. You know what the tough part is?
Oh, no, it's DeAndre Hunter with a dislocated thumb. So it's DeAndre Hunter, dislocated thumb, Darius Garland, forget what's happening with him, but this shoulder issue, and then Evan Mobley really badly sprained ankle. Three of your key players are maybe not going to play in game two when you just lost game one pretty convincingly. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that's – and listen, Gainbridge Fieldhouse is no cakewalk to go out there and get those wins. So if you're down 3-1 and Indiana is looking at you with all kinds of injuries, then you're probably going to go home.
The tough part is Indiana, one, for some reason, is contractually obligated to play teams who have been decimated by injuries. Two.
Yeah, like New York last year.
They're really good. Like, I think the Pacers are good. Like, if we were, you know, if we were doing the buy Cleveland. Now, I buy Cleveland. Maybe this incarnation of them is a little roughed up, but I'm really buying Indiana right now, and I think they are. I didn't buy them last year. To be fair, everything that they did last year, it's like whatever. Like, eye roll inducing. Like, it's cute. They're gonna get.
You thought they were the Phoenix Suns of the East, where it's like, oh, you've just gone through really decimated roster.
Essentially. Essentially. I don't think that's what they are this year. I think they're a significantly better, more rounded basketball team. So them beating Cleveland, a team that I have liked, unlike Oklahoma City, a team that I have liked all year, I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Pacers got them. At all.
The thing that I feel people overlook about the Pacers are just how sneaky deep they are. I mean, you've got so many guys that are on this team that casual fans don't really know, and they can put up 20 on any given night. I am such a huge Andrew Nembhard fan. Mm-hmm. He's ridiculous. I'm a big Aaron Nesmith fan, who I think is kind of an unsung hero of this team. He's a starter, but he doesn't really feel like a starter, and he's homegrown. I think they actually got him in the Malcolm Brogdon trade. So he played for the Celtics at one point. Could you imagine Nesmith on the Celtics right now? You've got Obi Toppin, who's there off the bench. You've got Ben Mathurin there on it, like sometimes starting, sometimes not. You've got Ben Shepherd there, who I think I barely even know. So I know that casual fans don't know. And then I haven't even mentioned the Miles Turners of the world.
You haven't even mentioned my favorite guy. And he's my favorite guy because he beats everybody's ass. TJ McConnell.
And TJ McConnell is just one of those guys who's pescily going to give you 14.
TJ McConnell.
Like, eight of those points are in the fourth quarter.
Everybody watching this has uttered the phrase, TJ McConnell's whooping De'Aaron Fox's ass again. Like, yes. He just takes it to these point guards. Like, and you can't convince me he's not the fastest guy on the floor either.
Yeah, and he'll pick your pocket.
Every
time. And he's just, they're just very Rick Carlisle-y tough, you know, where they seem like it's free-flowing offense up and down. And then it's like, oh, well, now they've turned Gary Trent Jr. over and they've scored 8 points in 20 seconds. They were down 7 and now they're up 1 and now you're going home. So, yeah, I buy the Pacers, too. I was talking to Chilltown Hoops. I don't know if you know him. He's a big creator, has a podcast. Definitely follow him. I'm going to be on he and this other guy, Tony Sports Fluent, on their podcast tonight. But he's like one of those old heads who's, you know, very into the history of the game. And he thought Cleveland was just going to be too deep for Indiana. Pause. And I was like, I don't know. It feels like the Pacers go 11 deep as well. Pause.
Man, you're just throwing them out there today. You're about to catch a flagrant two after one of these.
I know.
Speaking of podcasts, are we good to talk about the other little piece of business you're doing, or are we still trying to?
Yes, let's do it.
Yo, TK got a new podcast. First of all, TK's whole branding right now is fire. Trista is one of the best people on social media that like I've ever met. And what you like, you have always, your whole brand has been built, or not your whole brand, but like your social media thing has been these like great videos and reels that really show off your personality. And they're commenting on like if something happens in sports, like you have a video up about it almost immediately. You have started to supplement that stuff with like news, just with like your threads and video captures, and like your IG profile right now is just absolute fire. You also have a new podcast called Let Her Shoot that you finally hit me to. You were keeping it a secret, I guess, for a couple of episodes, but you hit me to it this past weekend, and it is all things women's sports, and it is a blast to listen to.
I think I probably am enjoying it because it's so different, more than even Heat Check right now, because it's just me and a friend of mine, business partner, who's also an Emmy Award winning producer. I asked her to help be another mic on the show. And it's really just like two friends chopping it up about what happened in women's sports. And we also have a woman who just is really, really important in sports media. She produced Full Court Press last year, the documentary series on college women's basketball. They followed Caitlin Clark. They followed Lauren Betts in UCLA. And she just watched it and listened to it and asked to help produce it. So she believes in it. And I think the thing that I'm most proud of is that we don't put kid gloves on about women's sports. I'm not worried about the fragility of women in terms of what we talk about. So I'm willing to say, like, yo, Sophie Cunningham will throw hands. Like, we'll tell Kiki Iriafin, like, catch this black belt elbow. And so we talk about it in the way that I talk about men's sports. And so I think it's really funny. And I think even if you're a casual fan, it's like we're casual fans. Like, I don't know anything really about the NWSL, but Sarah does. She doesn't know a lot about the WNBA, and I do. So it's kind of like we teach each other and we teach other people and also update you on the things that are really hard to find. So episode 5 just dropped today. I think it was really funny. We talk about some of the tea between Olivia Miles and Hannah Hidalgo. We talk about that woman, Katie Max, who went viral on TikTok for marathoning, and then she decided to like be in the Trump administration's pocket and do it at the White House, and it's going crazy right now and on like marathon TikTok. So we talk about that, and obviously WNBA preseason and some NWSL stuff. So I think it's really good. I also think we might be able to get some really big guests.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Tommy McMiller just hit me literally 5 minutes before I went on to tell me why she went to Penn State. She really laid out why she's going to that school and how much more about life than it is basketball, and how she wants to take over this program and do what Flauge did and do what Caitlin Clark did, and how important Penn State is for business and winning culture. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think this could be really a very transformative thing for women's sports.
Yeah, and I love the way that you phrase that, because one thing that has always drove me crazy in my years around women's sports and the WNBA was as guilty of this as anybody. I don't think that they are now, but they were, is they always catered to the audience that they had versus trying to attract a new audience. And I think so many people who covered women's sports have always done it the same way. And it's like, we're women and we're ladies and we're going to talk about this a certain way rather than talking to sports fans like other fans talk to other sports fans. And that's the root of what we're talking about here. We're not talking about women. We're talking about sports. The combatants or the athletes, they're women in this case. The game is the same. But for so long, we've tried to change it because we're talking to women and it has to be presented different. And TK has never approached the game like that, which is why it's why I really enjoyed the podcast. Well, I'm a Trista fan, so I'm going to love the work that you put out. But the way that you guys presented this and the things that you were talking about were just fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. It's fun. And I think also when women's sports commenters come on the scene, and there's a couple of other women's sports podcasts out there right now, most of them are former players. Mm-hmm. And so when you have former players talking about women's sports and they're connected still to their sport, they're just not going to be honest the same mm-hmm. way. Kelly O'Hara, who's a former Olympian and NWSL player, she's never going to talk about the fact that Kristen Press has 4 ACL tears and surgeries, and her manager had the gall to go online and say that she's a Lamborghini and these other soccer players are like Pintos. And it's like, well, this Lamborghini's been in the shop a lot, you know? They're not going to say that. So I think it's good to have people who are who love the game and love sports that have no real, nobody's in their pocket, you know?
I think the other thing about having athletes, too, is former athletes is either they're connected and they're afraid to say something or they're bitter.
Yep.
There are former athletes who are very bitter, and maybe it's bitter because they didn't make the money that these, you know, young ladies make now, or maybe they didn't achieve the level of stardom that these young ladies have changed now. But you can tune into a podcast starring a former athlete like, okay, this is just like I'm an angry about life. This isn't a true assessment of the game. We saw that a lot with Caitlin. We saw that a lot the way Caitlin was covered. It was just a lot of angry former basketball players who weren't necessarily talking about the player, but were frustrated with the level of stardom that this player had achieved and the amount of money she had already earned before ever stepping on a professional court.
Or here's another one that happens. It's like, oh, you don't know who Cynthia Cooper is? Oh, like, you don't know who Allison Feaster is? Well, like, either let me talk down to you and like break it down like you're a little small child because you don't know ish about the game, or I'm just gonna assume you know everything, and if you don't, you don't belong in this club anyway.
Yes, because Cynthia Cooper was great, but the game has not evolved at all in the last 20 some odd years. Not even a little bit. So yes, the first player to step on the floor in the WNBA just happens to also be the greatest. That's fine. Did you see Caitlin's return to Iowa this weekend?
Yeah, I watched probably the only minutes that she played, which I think she played 19 minutes.
I think she scored 16 points in 19 minutes.
She's you know, she's the leader. Vegas has her as the leader for MVP. She's plus 200 to win MVP. The Fever are going to be really freaking good. And there's a reason that she's the leader in the clubhouse. So they were fun. I mean, $600 on average to go and see her in Iowa against a team that's not even a WNBA team, Team Brazil. And you knew it was going to be dealt to ass.
Yeah.
Beats them by a million. Posts, shoots from deeper than she hit the record or broke the NCAA scoring record.
Yeah.
Just because. Posted on Twitter, and the girl who she hit the shot on was like, damn, at least you could have at least tagged me.
That's funny.
Great, great stuff.
That's
but
one
you
thing
know what
that's,
I will say.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was.
Oh, I was just, go ahead.
It's our first day doing this together. No, like you were talking about her being the MVP. Like when you strip all of this stuff away, Caitlin's really good. Like when you just stop talking about the other stuff as a basketball player, Caitlin Clark is really, really good.
The only reason that she turns the ball over as much as she does is because she's so good that she's always trying wild stuff. And she's always trying to thread the needle. She's always trying to make what I think is the she's not only really skilled. The reason that I think people are so attracted to her game is she's dazzling. She has this almost this Kobe-like showmanship where she's got the presence of mind to say, yeah, this might not work, but if it does work, fans are going to eat this up. These are going to be big-time moments for our league. It's not enough to just be really good.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be sensationally fun to watch, and that's what she is. She's got all the skills, but she's also like Tiger Woods, where it's like, yeah, I'm going to take my iron and I'm going to flip it around backwards and I'm going to hit it left-handed under this tree and put it 6 inches from the hole. And you're like, I've never seen that before. This is incredible. So, yeah, what I was going to pivot to really fast is for anybody who just watches the WNBA as a whole, the Mystics are going to be really fun. They're running a D'Antoni offense. Yeah, they're running a D'Antoni style offense. Sidney Johnson is running an 8-second offense. I watched them play the who did they play? They played the Fever. Day before she sat out. She obviously again wanted to put on a show for her fans in Iowa. She was dealing with like a little bit of a calf cash drain. And they got out to a 15-point lead on the Fever super quick. And that was even without Aliyah Edwards. So you've got this new offense. The GM that came in, Jamila Weidman, she was a former lawyer, public advocacy, did a bunch of public advocacy work, third pick in the WNBA draft, played for the Sparks. So she's got the pedigree. But my friend said that she's the single most impressive person he's ever worked with.
Okay.
And when they worked together at the NBA, just a very like forward-facing, like very forward-looking innovator, not afraid to try new things, like very, just very sharp. And you can tell based on how fast they've built this team up, they're like, all right, sell everything, collect picks, get the players we want in here, Georgia Amore, Sonia Citrone, Kiki Iriafin, add that to Aliyah Edwards, add that to Brittany Sykes, and now we've got, like, we are cooking with gas. Don't have any clue how many games they're going to win, but they are going to be moving. Stephanie Dolson, who's like a million.
I love and Stephanie.
She's like, yeah, me too. She's a bigger girl too. She was like, this is a lot for me. This is a lot of 8 seconds to score? I don't know about this. I'll just see y'all on the other side.
Sydney is a, Stephanie. Stephanie is a, she's a big girl.
Yeah.
She's going to be significantly smaller by the time the season is over.
Yeah, you can tell. It's like, we don't need you to be on anything else but to just keep running this offense. She's going to probably lose 30 pounds if they keep running this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, Stephanie's a beast. I did not know who Sydney Johnson was. When they hired, I had no clue.
I had no clue who that was. Reading about him. Yeah. And Jamila, I didn't know anything about her until my friend was like, yeah, I worked with her at the league office. She was an SVP of like player development.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, she just got things done.
Mm-hmm. She legit sounds like one of Sheila's homies. She was like, hey, you want to come GM my basketball team? That's who I thought.
Yep.
I'm with it. Covering the W this year is going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited to do that together. That's going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, awesome. There's going to be a million storylines to watch, so we're excited. We are excited
and
for sure.
I think, too, the Storm are a fascinating storyline to watch also.
Mm-hmm.
Just what they're doing is, like, Dominique Malonga going to come over? Like, what's taking her so long to get there? Is she even going to be like Wemby? Why did Skylar Diggins say this is the most talented team she's ever been on when she played for the Phoenix Mercury that just was in the finals against the Sky?
Like, she hates
is
the
that
Phoenix
salty?
Mercury.
Because she hates them. Yeah, she hates them. So there's not only going to be a lot of tea, but there's going to be a lot of fun basketball too.
Yeah, for sure. I had one more W thing I was going to throw at you, but it's going to have to wait. It's going to have to wait, TK. We appreciate you as always. Thank you for spending extra time with me, especially since I'm alone today. So that helps sitting here talking basketball. We appreciate you. Give the puppy some extra love.
I will. Always fun. Love y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40,
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.